The Sunstrider 2 dropped out of hyperspace, a comfortable distance above the planet Brahmin 2, hidden behind every shield and cloaking device the small ship could generate. Brahmin 2 was occupied by the Hayden Men, and even the legendary hero Owen Deathstalker had enough sense to give Hayden Men plenty of room. He sat alone on the bridge of his ship, leaning tensely forward in his command chair, ready to give the order to get the hell out of Brahmin 2's space at a moment's notice. But the moments ticked by, and nothing of a sudden and extremely violent nature happened, and at length Owen relaxed a little and sank back into his chair, carefully studying the main view screen and sensor displays before him. Brahmin 2 was surrounded by a dozen of the infamous huge golden ships that had once waged war against the Empire and had come uncomfortably close to winning. Impossibly fast, massively armed, and practically invulnerable, even the present-day Imperial fleet had little that could stand against them, except for the few surviving E-class star cruisers. Under normal conditions, a rich man's toy like the yacht Sunstrider 2 wouldn't have stood a snowball's chance in hell, but the Sunstrider 2 was special. Not only did it have the new improved star drive of the E-class ships, but the bulk of the yacht had been rebuilt by the Hayden Men themselves, who hadn't been able to resist adding their own little touches, such as the most powerful force screens ever seen on a small craft. Owen still wasn't entirely sure what powered them. In fact, there was a lot about the ship's improved technology that he didn't understand. But together with his AI Ozymandias, he had established enough of a working knowledge to use the Hayden shields to fool Brahmin 2's Hayden sensors, at least in theory. The Sunstrider 2 held its position, and Owen worried his lower lip between his teeth as he waited for some reaction from the golden ships, some sign that they had been spotted, like mass disruptor fire. But all was quiet and remained quiet, and Owen let out a breath he hadn't even realized he was holding. He wouldn't really have run, whatever the Haydenman response. He couldn't. He'd given Parliament his word that he'd do everything in his power to save the colonists of Brahmin 2 from the occupying Haydenmen. No one knew what the colonists' current status was, or even if any of them were still alive. There were a few desperate cries for help as the great golden ships first appeared in the skies over Brahmin 2's main city and starport, and then only an ominous, unbroken silence. And so Owen, hero of the Great Rebellion, had offered to go and see if he could work another of his miraculous victories against the odds. He sighed. Some days, a reputation as a hero could be a real pain in the ass. Still, at least the shield seemed to be working, for which he was very grateful. The AI Ozymandias murmured in his ear.
The Hayden ships seem to be entirely at their ease, Owen. Weapon systems remain offline, and I'm detecting what appears to be only standard comm traffic. Though if pressed, I would have to admit that I cannot be 100% sure of what they're actually talking about. Their machine language is unbelievably complex. It's giving me a headache just listening to it, and I don't even have a head.
Hardly surprising. Hayden tech always was cutting edge, being half-machine as well as half-human. But I think if they were sounding any alarms, we'd have known about it by now. There'd be these large holes in our hull, fires everywhere, and this terrible sinking feeling in the pit of my stomach. Just looking at that many golden ships in one place makes me feel like hiding under my chair. According to every history book I ever read, the Empire only beat them the last time by vastly outnumbering them, and even then it was too close for comfort. Still, we appear to be secure for the moment. Run a full range of sensor scans on the planet below, Oz. But very carefully. Back off immediately if you even sniff any resistance to your scans.
I am not an amateur, Owen. I have done this kind of thing before. Rest assured that at no time will they ever know we're here. I shall move among them like a ghost in the night, peering over their electronic shoulders like a thing of mist and shadow.
You've been watching those ninja holodramas again. For an artificial intelligence, your viewing tastes have always tended towards the irredeemably vulgar.
So I like a little trash and sleaze now and again. Who doesn't? It wouldn't do you any harm to relax your precious standards once in a while.
Shut up and get on with it.
Oh, right away, my mighty lord and master. Your trouble is you don't appreciate me. I've a good mind to go and sit in a corner and sulk.
Oz.
All right. Lift that barge, tow that bale. I'll get back to you when I've got something.
Owen waited for a final cutting comment, but the AI seemed to have finished. Owen promised himself that one of these days he was going to find the programmer who'd given Oz his distinctive personality, and then rip out the man's spleen and tap dance on it. The loud, heavy footsteps in the corridor outside announced Hazel's arrival, and from the sound of it, she was not in a particularly good mood. So, thought Owen, no change there, then. He swiveled around in his command chair, He put on his most pleasant face as the bridge door hissed open, just in time to avoid Hazel crashing through it. She came to a halt right in front of Owen, put her hands on her hips, and glared daggers at him.
All right, what's upset you this time? The food synthesizer's still incapable of turning out a decent bottle of wine? Though I really don't know why you keep tinkering with them. You know perfectly well you have no palate.
Don't try and change the subject. You know very well why I'm upset. Why wasn't I alerted the moment we arrived at Brahmin 2?
Because you were fast asleep with a Do Not Disturb sign posted on the computer. I did try sending a wake-up call. 3 times, in fact. The last time you smashed the comm unit, and I took the hint. Besides, there was nothing you could have done.
Hazel scowled and threw herself into a chair opposite him.
Oh, God, I hate it when you go all smug. I was entitled to get my head down for a bit after everything we've been through recently.
Quite right. So I decided not to disturb you until I had something definite to report. Now that you are rested, composed, and hopefully wide awake at last, perhaps you'd care for me to brief you on the current situation?
Oh, go on. You know you're going to anyway. You live for moments like this, when you get to lecture people on things you know that they don't. But keep it short and succinct, or I'll throw things.
We are now in the vicinity of the planet Brahmin 2, maintaining a safe distance from the planet and the 12 golden ships lying in orbit around it. Yes, 12. Our shields seem to be working nicely. Brahmin 2 is occupied by our one-time allies, the newly revived Haydenmen. They have claimed the planet in the name of their second crusade of the Genetic Church. They bring the gift of transformation from men into Haydenmen, whether the men want it or not. Brahmin 2 has been renamed New Hayden and is the new home and base of the augmented men.
I got all that at Parliament. I do pay attention sometimes. Tell me something I don't know.
Patience, I'm getting there. During the rebellion, the Haydenmen took over 120,000 prisoners. These have since been transferred to New Hayden to join the 1.5 million colonists as captives. We have no idea of their condition. Parliament sent a series of urgent messages demanding their release, but the Haydenmen didn't even bother to reply after their initial statement. And since the Imperial fleet now consists of maybe a dozen star cruisers held together with baling wire and prayer, the Empire is helpless to do anything to save the colonists and prisoners from their fate.
So they sent us instead, because we're expendable.
Because we're heroes. And because we have a better chance than most of actually achieving something. Besides, it's my duty. I'm responsible for everything that's happened here. I woke the augmented men from their tomb. They'd slept in peace for centuries, quiet and harmless and no threat to humanity. Until I found a way through the dark void to Lost Haydn and brought them out of their tomb. Brought them back into the worlds of men to walk in all their nightmares once again.
We needed them. You did what you thought was best. We couldn't have won the rebellion without them.
Maybe. And maybe all we've done is exchange one evil for another. Before the Rogue AIs escaped and built Shub, the Haydenmen were the official enemies of humanity. And with good reason. Millions died during their first crusade. Planets bombarded, cities set on fire, whole populations wiped out or brought to the brink of anarchy. Haydenmen, the slaughterers of Madraguda, the butchers of Brahmin II. Defeated, thrown back, safely bottled up in their tomb. Until I let them out.
You trusted them. They gave you their word. They called you Redeemer and swore an oath of allegiance to you. They betrayed you.
Of course they did. They're not human. They're cyborgs. Augmented men. They know nothing of honor.
Owen's head and shoulders bowed, as though weighed down by some great burden.
I never trusted them. But I needed them. So I let them out anyway.
Hazel leaned forward, one hand lifting, as though she might reach out to him.
Owen.
Owen lifted his head sharply, and Hazel pulled back her hand. Owen didn't notice. His face was calm and composed, and when he spoke, his voice was all business.
You worked on Brahmin 2 once, before I met you, before the rebellion. What can you tell me about the place?
If Owen wanted to change the subject, that was fine by her.
Not a lot. Dismal bloody place. All hard work and discipline and damn few comforts. Not really surprising, after what the Haydenmen did to it the last time they were here. I thought you might ask, so I took the time to pull up the computer records of the first invasion. They're pretty scrappy, mostly on-the-spot news coverage, broadcast live, but it should give you some idea of how bad things were. You need to see this, Owen. I don't want you going down there with thoughts of negotiating or making deals. Force is all these bastards have ever understood.
She called up the records on the main view screen, and she and Owen sat side by side, and watched history unfold before them, as once again the Haydenmen brought fire and destruction to the first colony on Brahmin II. Golden ships filled the skies, shining brighter than the sun. Disruptor beams stabbed down, blowing apart buildings, starting fires that quickly raged out of control. The colonists had only a handful of attack ships for defense, and not one of them made it off the pads. The energy beam struck again and again, stirring the cities like boiling water poured on an ant's nest. The streets were choked with people running and screaming, driven from what they thought were safe harbors by the unrelenting assault. Men, women, and children, with little defenses of their own, seeing everything they'd lived and worked and sacrificed for, devastated before their eyes. Humanity routed, panicked, on the run. And then came the ground troops. An army of Haydenmen hitting the streets, working their way in from the outskirts of the burning cities, merciless, augmented warriors of the genetic church. They were tall and perfect, moving with inhuman grace, stalking the city streets unaffected by the heat and smoke, killing everything that moved that wasn't them. Steel angels flecked with blood, bearing the wrath of their cybernetic god. There was no pity in them, and no hesitation, and they stepped calmly over the dead and dying to get at those still running before them. They killed with guns and swords in their own superhuman strength, ripping people apart, tearing their limbs away, and smashing their heads against walls. The streets were full of screaming, and blood ran thickly in the gutters. But none of that meant anything to the silent Haydenmen. They knew only logic and efficiency, and the grim, unyielding destiny they brought to Brahmin II. The survivors would be transformed, and the dead harvested for raw material. Nothing would be wasted once they controlled the world. Men would become Haydenmen. Nothing else mattered. Nothing. The vid records were often short and jerky, made by news cameramen on the run, trying to stay alive long enough to get their pictures out to the Empire. They wanted everyone to see the horrors that were happening on a peaceful colony world, a planet like so many others in the Empire, that had done nothing to deserve the hell it now endured. The cameramen were dead now, but their testament survived. And the scenes they broadcast live inspired a rage and a determination throughout the Empire to stop the Haydenmen and drive them back, whatever the cost. Brahmin II was avenged. Eventually. Owen frowned as the last of the vid ran out and the view screen cleared.
I'd seen most of that before, when I was researching a paper back in my historian days. But to see it all added together. What happened to Brahmin II in the end?
When the Haydenmen knew they were losing the war and they had no choice but to abandon Brahmin II, they paused just long enough to kill everyone they hadn't transformed. Everyone they could find. When Imperial troops finally touched down, all that was left were bodies piled in the streets and a handful of survivors. Women and children, hiding, overlooked. From a colony of millions, only 83 survived. Most of them went quite mad from all they'd witnessed. That's what happened when the Haydenmen first came to Brahmin II.
Dear God, Hazel, what have I done? What have I unleashed on the Empire?
Don't start that again. We knew the dangers. There was always the chance they'd changed, that they'd learned something from their defeat. As you said, everyone deserves a chance at atonement, even Haydenmen. And we did need them. We couldn't have defeated the Imperial fleet without them.
We might have won the battle, only to lose the war. If we can't stop the new Haydenmen crusade right here...
Hold everything. We're going to stop the new crusade of the genetic church and a whole damn army of augmented men? Just you and me?
Sure. We're invincible heroes, remember? You saw the movie.
I've seen more realism in commercials by moneylenders. Remember the records I just showed you? We may be more than human these days, but so are the Haydenmen, and they outnumber us by thousands to one, at least.
That's never stopped us before.
All right, tell me your plan. Tell me you have a plan, at least.
I've been trying to come up with one all the way here, so far without much success. I think our best bet may be a frontal approach. Just walk into the main city and demand to speak to whoever's in charge. They claim to respect me as their redeemer, since I opened their tomb and brought them back to life. Maybe I can trade that against their need for this planet, or for myself in place of the colonists. Or at least as many colonists as the Redeemer is worth.
Weren't you listening to me at all, Owen? You can't make deals with Haydenmen. They don't respect anything but their goddamn destiny. You deliver yourself into their hands, and at best they'll kill you. At worst, they'll make you into a Haydenman. No, Owen. We're going to have to be a little more subtle than usual this time. We tried fighting an army on Mistworld and nearly died for all our powers. We need a strategy, and that means more information about what's going on Dirtside. Like how many Haydenmen there are, where they're situated, that kind of thing.
I've got Oz scanning. Any luck, Oz?
Not a damn thing. There are shields everywhere. I can't even pick up something as basic as life signs. Whatever's going on down there, they don't want anyone to know about it.
He says no, which means we have to go down there in person, if we're to get any new information.
All right. But we go in undercover, stick to the shadows, and keep our heads well down.
I've been trying to explain that principle to you for years. I'm delighted to see that some of my teachings have finally taken root.
Don't get smug again. I do have a few brain cells of my own. Look, we have one advantage that the Haydenmen don't. I learned a few things about Brahmin II's main city while I was working there. Things the Haydenmen probably don't know about yet. Unless these things have changed drastically in the years I've been gone, I should be able to sneak us into the main city unnoticed so we can do a little clandestine spying. Sound good to you?
Sounds great. I'm impressed, really. I always thought if it didn't involve hitting things, you weren't interested. Oz, put us into low orbit around Brahmin II, maintaining full power for all our shields.
Damn right I will. Get comfortable, this could take a while. I'm going to have to ease us very cautiously through the Haydenmen ships surrounding the planet, and hope like hell our shields will hold up at close range. If they don't, I doubt very much that we'll get a chance to ask for our money back. Feel free to pray to any guards who might owe you a few favors.
Owen and Hazel watch the main view screen intently, trying to keep their attention from each other. They both hated having to sit back and put their fate in someone else's hands. It went against their natures. But for once, they were faced with a situation where even their more-than-human powers couldn't save them. Owen thought briefly that a little humility was probably a good thing for both of them. They'd been getting far too cocky lately. He decided he'd feel suitably humble later, when he had time, after he'd defeated the Haydenmen. The golden ships filled the view screen as the Sunstrider II edged slowly forward, slipping through the cordon like a minnow swimming among whales. The golden ships were vast and forbidding, bigger than cities and more dangerous, with enough firepower to back down an Imperial Star Cruiser. But one by one, they slid slowly past, silent and unconcerned, oblivious of the slender silver needle slowly threading its way through their defenses. Finally, the last Haydenmen ship fell behind them, and the Sunstrider II moved safely into a low orbit over Brahmin II. And Owen was able to stop crushing the armrests of his chair with his hands.
Well done, Oz.
In theory, I was pretty sure the shields would hold, but obviously I had no way of testing it in advance.
Wait a minute. What exactly made you so sure? Do you know something about this ship that I don't?
You seem to have forgotten that this ship was rebuilt by the Haydenmen after the original crash landed on Chandrakor. Since we know they incorporated their advanced tech into other parts of the ship, it seemed only logical that they should have rebuilt the ship's shields to their own exacting standards. Apparently I was right.
Well, yes and no. The shields were powerful enough to hide us from the golden vessels, but the Haydenmen have much more powerful devices Dirtside. Their sensors punched right through our shields the moment we emerged inside the protective blockade. Luckily, I backed up our shields with a little creative thinking. When you had me take over control of this ship from the original, and I might add highly inferior AI that the Haydenmen installed to run things, I was able to access all kinds of interesting information in its memory banks, some of which enabled me to use the old AI personality as a mask. I just slipped unobtrusively into the computer nets down on the planet and instructed them not to register our presence. The program I set running won't last forever, but it should last more than long enough for you and Miss Death on two legs to make your investigation below. Feel free to applaud and throw roses.
Well done, Oz. I didn't know you could do things like that.
There's lots you don't know about me. I am large, I am magnificent, I can work miracles.
Don't you start getting cocky, too. Never underestimate the Haydenmen or their technology. They know things we can only guess at. Keep monitoring our shields and your program, and let me know the instant there's any sign they've been detected. Now, what's the situation on our sensors? Can you use your computer link to sneak us some information on the planet's surface?
Don't see why not. Of course, it does increase the probability that someone's going to notice my program sooner rather than later.
Tough. I need information. Show me what's going on down there, what the butchers of Brahmin II have done this time.
You've gone quiet again, and your face has gone through all kinds of changes. Are you talking to that ghost AI again?